wonderful guests. We have three guests with us today, and they are Thomas Goodrich, the author of the book that we are talking about, Hellstorm, The Death of Nazi Germany, 1944 to 1947. You know, I can hardly read the title without thinking about what's in that book, and it just is just such an impactful book. And our other two guests are Valerie Goodwoman and Alex Goodman. And they are good because they, well, for a number of reasons, I'm sure. But they are the translators. Valerie translated Hellstorm into French, and Alex translated Hellstorm into Spanish. And they did it because it was the right thing to do. Just as Thomas wrote the book, because, well, it was the right thing to do. And we need to read it because it's the right thing to do.
Boy, you have a way with words right now, Deanna. Honestly, yes, you're right about these two guys, the Val and Alex, because they had to. They couldn't. They could not do it.
Hey, Tom. Exactly.
Hey Tom, can I just elaborate on something you just said before? It's like this. Okay, they're projecting things that they do themselves, of course. But there's another. It's a little bit of the past. The thing which is happening now is that these people believe their own lies. These Jews. I mean, just look what. Have you ever seen this documentary? Like, it's Defamation. Have you seen that? Diana,
yeah.
Have you seen that? Defamation. Yeah.
No.
Anyway. Well, you ought to see it because it's pretty disgusting anyway. But my two cents on that documentary was they made it, like they showed like honest evil Jews and in the end we all suffered the Holocaust. The whole purpose of that documentary was to cement that whole lie of the Holocaust. But of course the gullible people buy that. But if you really look into what they did, they believed their own lies. They believed that the soap, you know, the Germans put them into soap bars and everything, these so-called burnt Jews. And all of a sudden, all these Holocaust museums worldwide, these soap bars are taken away because now there's something the word doesn't come to me, but the testing, they can find out if it's really yours.
What was that?
Exactly salary? Right. It's a simple word. That's the thing is, if you're on air, sometimes you have a brain block. But it's
yeah, I know. I have them all the time.
they actually, if you could take the example of one of those bars, they can test it in labs. Of course, they can find out it's not even true.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
So,
and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Valerie, I got a question for you. Hey, thanks, yeah. By the way, to be a partner in translating, and hopefully within 1 year we can sit here with like eight people, you know, eight people, nine or ten, that just get this club going. But my question is, do you think they are changing these ridiculous laws and hate laws in Canada? Because they're finally going to change that, aren't they?
Or is this just a rumor? Well, they are trying to implement like the ghetto, fabulous Jewish ghetto law that we have in France since I can't remember where it was passed the law, but they are silencing us all, and they are trying to do the same. I heard in Obama is trying to do the same in the States, and they are trying to do the same in Canada. But are you aware of that? Dina.
Well, I think that yes, I'm sure that that's true. And anytime you have a country that is creating legislation to conceal what has gone on in the past and to silence people from talking about particular issues, then you're living in a tyranny. And you have to ask, who's got the power to implement these laws to protect lies. I mean, to protect themselves from the truth. I mean, I think there are, what, 16 or 17 countries wherein you cannot,
yeah,
you cannot talk about the Holocaust without being arrested. And, yeah.
Yeah, so now you can be a pedophile and do whatever you want and not being put in jail. But as soon as you say maybe the Holocaust didn't happen or the gas chamber never existed, then you are jailed like Vincent Renoir in France.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, in France, it's not 5 years, but they're gonna put you in jail and they will not let you go out.
Wow.
You know.
Now really? they found a way to apparently to if they ever put a hand on Vincent Renoir, he has been sentenced again for another year in jail just last week or this week, and he lives in exile now in England. So if the French government ever catch him, they will not let him go. They will find, 1 year for a video. Come on.
Yeah,
so then
terrible.
It's gonna be like 60 years for three words or whatever. It's gonna be put in jail forever. They will always find something else to put to blame him for, and then he will never come out.
Sure.
This I feel let's look upon it from another light, the persecution of people who deny the Holocaust. Isn't that a law, a plan that's a desperate act by desperate people?
I think because
let's face facts. Who but the dumbest among us could not look at such laws and say, wow, that must be quite a truth that they're trying to protect there. It must be, only the dumbest of people could not look at that and say, hey, something is really wrong with this picture. When you have to imprison an 85-year-old grandmother for saying a certain thing, do you know what I'm saying? I don't even think in the Middle Ages, I don't even think Martin Luther faced any more punishment just by denying the superiority of the Catholic Church.
Right.
In other words, he could actually nail his thesis to the wall or the door and get away with it and start the Protestant movement. But so today we've got this, and I think it's an act of weakness rather than strength, and we're going to use this for all it's worth. Yes, I stand here on this radio station denying the so-called Jewish Holocaust. And if they want to arrest me the moment I walk into Europe, any of the European countries, so be it. Let it happen. But I'm not going to be quiet about this. I think it's a fraud. It's a sham. And yes, I agree. Many Jews do believe in the so-called Holocaust of 6 million Jews being killed because they're about as gullible as we are. But they also have the added incentive that it's profitable to keep the Holocaust going. The shakedown of Germany and Austria and America and Canada and every other nation, and the victimization, playing that card, that's also worked out very well for Jews.
It's very profitable. I mean, if people found out the truth, the money, the cash flow would stop. It would dry up, and there would be anger like you wouldn't believe. And that is why they're pushing the multicultural card. Mix up all these countries, and it hides it so they can hide.
Yeah, but something else is going on, Dina and Tom and Alex. Have you noticed that the Museum of the Holocaust in the States, as well as the Museum in Auschwitz, they are dropping the numbers?
They have big time. Yes.
Big time. But now they are saying, I mean, if you look at the movie, like this new movie, Denial, that's going to come out pretty soon. I don't know if you have it in the States by now, but it's going to be in the theater on the 30th of September. And it's, about the trial between Lipstadt and David Irving.
Have you heard about? Yes, I have.
Well, my goodness. Well, listen to the message that's in there. What is the woman who's playing Deborah Lipstadt, she's saying, oh, okay, so Are you saying that now people are going to say that the Holocaust never existed and it's going to be okay? Well, I think that's it. That's the next step. This is what they are preparing us for.
Oh,
they're going to tell us that the Holocaust never existed, but it's not them who put that on. It's us, or somebody else did, but not they.
Yes.
So I don't see what the scenario could be after that, but I had a sense of that a few months ago, since I've been translating so many videos, especially Eric Hunt's videos, and the one, the last days of the big lie. And,
oh, yes.
And somebody said, a YouTuber in England actually, said a few days ago that if you listen well to what Spielberg is saying in his movie, The Last Days, he's saying, and I never saw that movie, and I don't know at which time of the movie he said that, but he said that the Holocaust is just baloney.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is all a setup. This is all. I mean, look at that. Vincent Renoir is doing a 15 series videos about what he has discovered just recently. People are arguing often that the German never denied about the gas chamber and the whole stuff. Yes, they did. They did in 1945 on Berlin Radio, and it was reported in some American newspaper. Covered as well some many other things, and that's why it's very important that lots of people watch those videos now. And I hope and I pray that Vincent will never be killed or put in jail. We need him. He's our French hero, and he has been fighting for 20 years now to, he went to Auschwitz and all those camps to do investigation on his own and stuff.
Yes.
And anyway, what I was going to say about that denial thing and Eric Hunt and Spielberg, is that so the Holocaust is just a baloney. And what Vincent Discord even said in the video is that they even said that there was the Holocaust by poop. I mean, imagine a Jew facing a non-Jew. And, I mean, what will he say to the non-Jew? Like, gee, you believed all those lies? I mean, you are so credible and laughable. Putting a Jew in make him dig a hole, put the Jew in the camps in the hole and having everybody else in the camp poo on it until he dies and suffocate from that? Come on. And that this is one of the stories that have been told about, on top of the gas chambers. I mean, so many other stories. Unbelievable.
Sure.
But
sure.
So many people believed in it.
Valerie.
Yep.
What actually should happen in Europe, now, if you really believe those stupid stories about the Holocaust, or the Holocaust, whatever, you should put in jail for 5 years. I mean, to be so stupid to believe that. That's reality. But we have to reverse the topsy-turvy world as we live in, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I didn't quite catch what you said, Alex. I'm sorry.
Well, I said, if you really believe what they say about the Holocaust, and again, as I said, the building number 7 is that addict of the placard, Auschwitz. If you really believe what the official story tells you, you should be put in jail for 5 years because you're so stupid.
Yes.
You can't function
exactly.
in
But
society.
That is, there are a lot of people who do believe it, and it's because it's become institutionalized.
It's easy.
Now we've talked about the Holocaust museums, and you brought up Elie Wiesel and Eric Hunt. Eric Hunt approached him, and he just simply asked a question. He wanted to see the tattoo on Wiesel's arm. There is no tattoo. I met Elie Wiesel. Oh, we have 3 callers. How come I don't see them? Oh, okay. So, all righty. But it has been institutionalized, and I mean, you have the in 1979, you had the U.S. government actually sanctioned the first Holocaust museum here in this country, donated the land. I mean, this was public land that was donated for this particular purpose, and the Holocaust remember, is a religious kind of, has religious connotations. And so what the U.S. government did at that point in time was it institutionalized a religious belief and made it part of the propaganda, part of the school teachers from all over the country have classes, and they get paperwork so that they know how to teach the Holocaust to children in grade school through high school. Yeah. That is teaching religion, a particular religion, yeah, to a whole nation. So yeah, that is why it is so well accepted. We do have some callers, so let's take the first call. I don't know who it is or where it's from. Dan. Okay, let's take Dan in Washington.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. I'm enjoying the discussion here. Yeah, I really like Tell Storm. I watched the movie. It was really great to see the German point of view on that. I guess I wanted to hear what you were talking about, the religious connotation, because I've heard that they were talking about this 6 million number well before World War II even started.
Oh, yes. And, in World War I, they tried to push that in World War I. And if you look at the Russian pogroms, I think that those were instigated by the Jews themselves, so that they could have sympathy. You know, send us some money.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't know if that, I know, like, Theodore Herzl with that whole the Jewish State book, you know, when he started Zionism, he's talking about the Jews needed to suffer kind of in Europe.
Yes.
So it's been a plan. Actually, I got a question, but real quick, if you go on YouTube and Google Ronald Reagan denying the Holocaust, there's actually a clip of Ronald Reagan back in the 60s denying the Holocaust. It's pretty interesting when I've, you know, because it wasn't really talked about in America, you know, until past couple, like 20 years. I mean, you know, you had these shows like Hogan's Heroes, and you know, the World War II didn't have this evil kind of Holocaust thing that it does now. But I guess my question, and I'll get off the air, is who do you think, you know, if Russians and Germans ever became friends, I think they'd be very powerful. But like World War II, it seemed like who's more to blame, like England or America? Because, you know, I've looked at this rivalry with England being controlled by the Rothschilds and stuff. But it goes back to, like, the Boer War, kind of this German-English rivalry, you know, and I don't know if England's just ruled by the Jews, basically, and they've been doing this, then they took over America pretty much, or I guess who would...
In 1897... You know, England and America decided to collaborate on all future wars and to split the loot and stuff. So it was an 1897 thing, about the same time as one of the, was the first Jewish conference. So anyway.
Well, what happened in 1897? Was that like a historical event first that I didn't know about?
I have a timeline on my website, and if you look at 1897, you will find a whole bunch of things under the year 1897. But anyway, yeah, look on my website, spingola.com. It's a timeline at the top.
Okay, well, thanks for taking the call.
Well, thank you, Dan.
All right, bye.
Okay, I can hear some background talking. Sure, okay. Alrighty. Okay, now I don't hear. Okay, we have Mike in Maryland. Oh, we have a commercial break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, and then we'll take Mike.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
All righty, let's welcome back. Our guests are Thomas Goodrich and Valerie Goodwoman and Alex Goodman. And we do have some other callers. Jim in Missouri. Jim? Yo, Jim.
Hello?
Yes, welcome to the program.
Well, Deanna, you're my favorite. I think I've watched The Greatest Story Never Told at least 10 times all the way through.
Amazing.
And then came Hellstorm, and that prompted me to search out and listen to a audio Mein Kampf.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's very amazing that what was written in Mein Kampf is basically what's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see any difference. I mean, you guys are heroes to me. I come from a German background. I think the German side came into the States back in the 1700s. I know that I had ancestors. I had an ancestor that stood on the battlefield when Cornwallis surrendered to Washington. And I've just watched this decay, and it's terrible. And now I understand it, and I understand what's going on. And it's because of you guys, and I think it was Thomas that was talking about who should be put in jail, and I agree. Those that deny it, that deny the actual truth, yeah, they should be put in jail.
That books like what Thomas has written will help to educate people. You know, we're all kind of obedience trained. We look to authoritarian figures to learn what we're supposed to know. And you have to be a critical thinker and say, well, wait a minute, there's two sides of everything. Let's be objective here. Let's see what the other side is saying. And most people aren't going to do that. So jail time might be a lofty thought and whatnot, but the jails would be really full. You'd have to let out all the murderers and pedophiles and everybody else, right?
Well, and that would be the goal.
Yeah.
The goal is the education.
Sure. And that's what Thomas does.
Yeah, and God love y'all for what you're doing. I know you're putting your lives on the line, and I totally understand that and appreciate what you're doing. But the information that you're putting out, Deanna and Thomas and Alex, and I'm not sure what the other gal's name was, but
Valerie.
Thank you. Valerie, thank you. Thank you so much. The world needs more people like y'all.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
And that's all I got to say. Thank you,
Jim. All righty. Let's take Charles in Florida.
Deanna, hi. How are you doing?
Good. And you?
Fine. The alliance between England and America, anti-German alliance, goes back
to 1848.
Douglas Reed talks about the formation of John Ruskin's group,
right,
the Rhodes and Milner, in the time of the American Civil War. They talked about it at the time of Abraham Lincoln was alive. They tried to even convert him to the idea of a United Nations, according to Douglas Reed, where the Jews would rule the world from Palestine. And they were also, no one at that time believed in what we call Zionism until the 1880s, the book was written by Rudolf Hess, Moses Hess, the Marx and Engels' friend that they called the communist rabbi that converted both Marx and Engels to communism. He was a Hasidic Jew originally. And,
okay. Could you hold your thought, Charles? We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back, so just stay over with us. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are back. You know, at the beginning of my program today, and I say it at the beginning of all of my programs, that if you appreciate RBN programming, and you're never going to hear the things that you hear on RBN on any other radio station. If you appreciate RBN programming, then consider donating to Republic Broadcasting. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719, or you may visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate. And early on in the program, I said, hey, just send them a blank check. Now, I was kidding, but please consider being generous. Please. All righty, let's get back to Charles in Florida. Charles?
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to add, well, of course, that's about how far the world government movement and Zionism go back, and the alliance, yeah, and the Douglas Reed's book, The Controversy of Zion, he talks about the formation of Cecil Rhodes, how, you know, he created the empire, you know, the diamond, and for England, you know, the Boer War, and how the Royal Institute of International Affairs and this Council on Foreign Relations came out of that. That was called the Round Table, a secret group in England after 1900s. It included many people that were creating world government and fostering Zionism, you know, both both Lloyd George in the First World War was Zionist controlled, and so was Woodrow Wilson.
So was the Civil War. The Civil War was the first successful Bolshevik revolution. So,
right.
Anyway.
Correct. Lincoln was surrounded by Marxists. Yes, he was discovered by Abraham Jonas, who was the Grand Master of Freemasonry in Illinois, and he groomed Lincoln closely, and Lincoln was unheard of. Of course, all these presidents are all related to each other. You know, I wonder about that. You know,
sure. Yeah.
I've been investigating Gino. Well, another thing is Clemenceau, a First World War politician, saying in the 1920s, one of my friends was alive back then, is a Lebanese American from New York, told me that Clemenceau admitted that the Polish corridor, which was set up by the Versailles Treaty in 1919, was deliberately a tripwire.
Sure.
Clemenceau said that it was deliberately put there so Germany could never reunite itself and get back its lost territories that were put under Polish.
Of course. Did you have a question for Thomas or Val? Or
no, I can't think of it.
But thank you for your contribution. Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, let's take Bob in Colorado. Bob? Bob's gone. Okay. Well, Thomas? Val? Alex? What do you say?
Well, the word I forgot to say, to mention, is the word DNA. That was the word that didn't get to my skull.
Ah. Now we forgot what that's in reference to.
Well, it was the soap box, you know. Apparently, in this Holocaust museum, they had...
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So they removed it because someone could actually do a test on them.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
So. Hey.
Oh. We do have another caller, but go ahead, Thomas.
No. The caller's more important than anything I could say.
Okay, let's take John in Texas. John, welcome.
Hello, I have some couple of questions. One has to do with, you know the Zimmerman telegram?
Yes.
That is what the final incident that brought us into World War One. Of course, set us up in the World War II by that, but was that a deliberate provocation set up by the bankers and their minions in the German Foreign Ministry to be a final provocation to bring the United States into World War One?
Sure. I talked about that in my third book, I think.
What does the author here have to say? Has he studied it?
Only in college. It was in one of the courses I took, the Zimmerman papers. It sounds like a latter-day false flag, front, black op, call it what you will, but the same skullduggery is going on back then. It's going on right now, these deliberate attempts to foment strife and war and more war. And it's getting harder and harder, though, for those same people to pull this off since we've got the internet. And we can communicate instantaneously with just a finger tap and find out what might really be going on. So I'm sure they're working night and day to figure out other ways to circumvent exactly what we're talking about now. But we're onto it. We're onto it now big time. I hate to be such a rah-rah cheerleader, but we're starting to win the information war. It's people like you listening to Deanna's program and guests like we have on here now that are winning this war.
Another thing I have a question about. How many people there was anti-German propaganda going on even in comic books, like in DC and AC comic books as far back as, you know, I've looked at it on the internet, some stuff that even, I think from August 1939, edition of a DC comic book that, I don't know if it was Batman or something, but it depicted the World's Fair being buzzed by a Stuka dive bomber to give the impression that the Wehrmacht was a threat to the continental United States. how many people in the United States took this Nazi going to invade us or Japanese going to invade us propaganda seriously at the time? Or were they cynical, a bit more cynical about it than we later on think? I mean, nobody in my family, a teacher or my grandfather or anything, he was a chemical engineer. He did not take that idea seriously at all because of the British fleet. And he said that that was, they didn't eat. But how many people understood that? How many people took it seriously? How many people were cynical about it and, you know, just brushed it off as over the top hysterical appeal? And I understand there was even polls going on at the time that said that about 80% of the people had no idea what we were fighting for. What's your comment? How many people actually took all what they were being told in the theaters and in the media seriously?
Boy, I hate to depress you, partner, on that, but probably around 80, 84, 85%. Same percentage that one summer I was headed for Maritime Canada on a trip. And when I left, it was something like 12% of the people did not want to go to war with Iraq. This was the first Iraq thing. When I got back from Maritime Canada 3 months later, I think it was 84% did want to go to war with Iraq because of the babies tossed from incubators in Kuwait. And we have the same ignorance out there today. And basically, they're grazing cattle. Thinking is the hard part in their life, so they prefer not to think at all and just accept whatever is offered to them. And it's always been with us, so there's nothing new. The figures, the percentages are always about the same. So I hate to say it. In one sense, that's disappointing. It's depressing. But in another sense, once we gain absolute control of the sources of communication, which we will, that same 85% will be listening to us and believing what we say. And the good news is these people shall never vote again. In a better world, they will never be allowed to vote again for such clowns as the George Bush the First and George Bush the Second. And thank God we're not going to have George Bush the Third coming in. But these people, obviously, it's hard enough to fight a war against a shrewd and cunning enemy like we're facing right now without fighting a war against our own people, 85% who were just plain ignorant. Let's put it that way.
It's not just that they're ignorant. Why would they think that Germany? Britain. How many people knew that we actually had plans to go to war with England and possibly had plans to, have a war of aggression against Canada back in the 30s called Plan Red?
Well, what the government powers that be do is pretty much a secret to all of us. There's no way I could look inside their office and see what they're planning in every detail. But,
There was an Anschluss. Did people actually? Did people think that Germany could have invaded the Western Hemisphere?
Poland was much more militarily ahead of Germany, and they had been doing sorties over German territory for quite some time. And I think a lot of people have come to believe, Poland just had horses, and they were just so behind. So I don't know that there was anybody that thought that Germany could. You know, we were told if Germany had won the war, we'd all be speaking German. I mean, we were told a lot of things, right, Thomas?
Yes, exactly.
How are they going to do all that? Take over Western and Eastern Europe and have manpower enough to take over the Western Hemisphere? It's totally absurd.
Exactly. They were more concerned about getting their own country back on its feet after World War One. That's what they were working towards. They weren't working on taking over the whole planet. They didn't want to fight. Let me just read you a comment from the chat room. Somebody said, my mother said that when she was little, the propaganda was so bad that she swears she saw an evil Japanese soldier, the Bucktooth cartoon version, peeking in the window at school. And I think that's what they do. They get the children scared. They get the parents scared. I mean, it's all propaganda.
How does that work? Why do people buy into it?
The same reason that a lot of people bought into Iraq, correct, Thomas?
I agree. Yeah, it's, we're lazy at heart. Generally, the mind is a lazy thing. It doesn't want to get off out of its rut to think. Think causes problems, causes pain, and it's easier to just
watch TV.
Yeah, it's easier. You know, our parents and grandparents, they were asleep at the switch because it was easier to do. I'm talking about through the 50s, especially in the 60s.
Right.
And,
Can I jump in?
Yes.
But in the 30s and 40s, yeah. Television was barely off the...
Well, they still had radio. They had radio.
Look at what is going on.
They had comic books.
Okay, Val, go ahead.
Look at what is going on in France and in the States with the schools and now the Holocaust being a religion. In France now, you have to, at school, the kids, I don't know at what age they start, but now it's very early on. Every school in France have to go to Auschwitz. I mean, lots of classes have to go to Auschwitz, and they are preparing them, brainwashing them, conditioning them before the trip. And so they are totally conditioned once they get there. They are afraid to get out of the bus. They think they're going to enter a horror, like a real horror movie kind of thing, you know. And they will see gassing people and stuff like that. They are totally conditioned, totally conditioned from early age. So this is how they do the propaganda. And look at all the movies. And constantly Hitler is being demonized and always there in the cartoons, everywhere, constantly.
You know, Valerie, I went through the same conditioning process as a child.
Yeah,
as the kids are now. Same TV, the same nonsense.
Except we didn't go to visit Auschwitz, I mean, at the time. Now it's mandatory.
But you know, there are those who are willing to accept and go along with whatever they've been told, and they're those like ourselves that at some point we start smelling something rotten about the whole thing we've been told, and we start exploring. We have a curiosity gene, and we keep looking and we keep finding, and suddenly we realize we've been lied to. And you know what? We make the worst enemies on earth, because it's bad enough to have been lied to, but to find out that it has been a total package lie all the way, that makes me furious. It makes me furious and determined to turn this train wreck around.
Exactly.
So I think there's hope where it doesn't seem to be hope, but there is hope.
Indeed. Okay, John, thank you for your phone call. Thank you very much. And that's true. I mean, with the implementation of these the Holocaust museums and the indoctrination of all the children via their schools, because the schools, just like Valerie was talking, you know, these kids go to Auschwitz and they're prepped ahead of time and they're told what they're going to see, and when they get there they see what they were told to see. It's the same with the kids and the children in our country.
You know, that it only goes so far. It can only go so deep into our skin. We're not being changed genetically. We are being subjected to forms of propaganda. It's true, but it's all superficial. It's all on the outside. And it'll take a lot more than that to convince many people. Now, a lot of people, like I said, they're slow, they're ignorant, they're lazy, and they don't really care. They simply don't have a curiosity gene like we four do.
Sure.
And so those people are the 80-some percent I keep talking about. The other 15%, we're living it right now. talking about things like this.
Yeah, it's the distraction. The Jews are they've implemented the lie. The lie is there. They are nourishing the lie, and on the other hand, they are distracting the population, distracting with porns, distracting them with
sports.
Sports and buying stuff. And you know, when I look at my family on Facebook, I don't have a Facebook account, but I watch on my husband's Facebook. I'm sick. It says, look at my new pair of shoes. Look at my new bag. You know, look at my new bike. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell? You know?
Sure.
So there are so many distractions. It's unbelievable. And now we are getting into, pedophilia and all of those things.
Sure.
So,
okay, folks, we are going to a break. And thank you for listening to the RBN Network. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is Deanna. I can't believe that 3 hours are almost up. Amazing. Amazing. I do want to thank all of our callers and Thomas and Valerie Goodwoman and Alex Goodman. So make some concluding remarks about whatever you want to.
Go ahead.
Should I start?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay. At the end, thanks again for having me had on your show. With Thomas, I'm preparing a website. It's called Mullins, Eustace Mullins, of course, Mullins.cl, and it revolves around Eustace Mullins. And I have not just Synagogue of Satan or Hellstorm, the first few chapters for free, but I also have articles, Arnold Lees, Mike King, John Kaminsky, and all those kind of guys. Even last week, I done another article about Don Fox, because I really liked him. I heard him on Bill Fink. So all I'm doing, I've got like 31 articles and books on my website, which Tom and
okay,
I...
Okay, shoot me the URL and I'll post it on the schedule page.
Yeah, okay, thanks. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. So hopefully it's not ready yet, but it's okay. Not just Hellstorm. It's not just the Synagogue of Satan, but it's also Arnold Rees, Mike King. There's a lot of people, John Kaminsky. There's a lot of people.
Okay.
So I just want to have the truth out there.
Okay. Val, your thoughts? Thank you, Alex.
Yes, thank you, Dina. Thank you very much for having me on. Alex, are you still there?
We're still here.
Alex is gone?
No,
yeah,
we're here.
Alex, what's the title?
Still here.
What's the title of your book in Spanish, by the way?
Tormenta de Infierno.
Ah, okay. That sounds good.
Nice. Lots of Spanish-speaking people in the States, too, so...
Yes, that's true.
Exactly. All right, so exactly. But it's just, as I said, it's not just Hellstorm, but there's a lot of good people
sure.
out there besides
sure.
Storm, of course. That's why. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much, guys, for having us.
Thank you, Valerie.
I feel very tired. It's very taking lots of energy out of the...
Oh, it does. It does. I know.
My God, yes.
Deanna said it didn't seem like 3 hours. It seems like 30 hours sometimes.
Oh, no. I do this every week.
Wow.
3 hours every week.
That's a lot.
I love it.
Well, it was my first time, and I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much, and...
Well,
we keep the work going on.
Yes, I enjoyed having you
on.
We
keep on the good work.
Thomas, your last thoughts.
So maybe
or your latest thoughts.
Well, I want to thank Valerie, and I want to thank Alex just for being the comrades that they are. You said it very well when you said I had to write the book, and they had to translate the book, which is, in essence, writing the book again in their languages. And hopefully there are people who have to read the book. And Deanna, you said it, I mean, that's about as beautiful as anybody could ever state it. And I want to thank those two guys and the other people who are translating the book, and especially to those people who have had the courage to read this book. But most importantly, Deanna, I want to say thank you to you for just allowing us to come on and share these thoughts.
Well, thank you. And thanks to the RBN Network for allowing me to be on their network. Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.